Blog Talk Radio.
AB Radio. Ah, yes. Welcome to the first show of Angry Bastard Radio. I'm your boy GQ. It's going to be an angry day. But right now, this. Oh, yeah. Walking behind you. Turn around.
Look at me.
Oh, yes.
There is someone. Watching your mother effing footsteps.
Turn around.
Look at me.
Oh, yes. Look at me.
There is someone.
Who really needs you.
In my heart, in my head,
there is someone.
Understand that
there is someone.
To stand beside you. Turn around. Look at me. And there's someone to love and guide you. Turn around. Look at me.
Forever.
For you. To come to me.
And me.
Look at someone. Who really loves you.
Who really loves you. Welcome to the hottest show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your boy GQ, holding it down. I'm going to read it out, and we're going to continue. You have an hour with us. We're here each and every Monday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. until we get our shit together. And then once we get our shit together, then we will be having 200-plus listeners. And we can't do that without you people. So if you're on our MySpace, right now, then definitely, hit us up with comments. If you're listening to this, go to blogtalkradio.com/AB_radio and download our segments each and every day. We'll be doing this, and it's pretty angry. Listen to four of NYC's funniest angry, mad, roastful, smooth-ass, angry bastards 5 days a week, where we will be filling you in with all the latest gossip, drama, sex secrets, new music, prank calls, mama jokes. Yo mama so this, yo mama so that. As well as letting you folks have the chance to air someone out or put them on blast on our very own famous roast. The roast is the truth. That's what I like. I love that. That's one of the things I love about this show. Like, you can just call up and you just, just shit on somebody. Like, you don't like somebody, or somebody cut you off, or you just, your girlfriend gave you crabs, or your boyfriend, he nutted in your eye by accident, or, he, I don't know, whatever. Or he just was laying in the bed and told you to put a thumb in his butt, and you found that, pretty odd, so you just want to come over here like, yo, TD, yo, fucking, I'm fucking up. Yo, AB, I want y'all, AB Radio, I want to fucking put such and such on blast that, he's this, he's that, his mom's look like a cheap, broke-down vacuum cleaner, whatever you want to do, you hit us up and let us know. It's the Angry Bastard Radio, the station that lets you speak your motherfucking mind. Let me continue. If you like starring Buck Wild show, Opie and Anthony show, as well as Howard Stern show, then you will be in love with this one. True story. And with that said and done, while I'm waiting for the rest of my camp, speaking of new music, I'm going to put y'all on with some new music. Now, I know, let me just throw this out real quick since this is the first show. The number to call in is 914-338-1782. Once again, 914-338-1782. And that's the line to you know, get a hold of us. You know, you want to send a shout out, or you want to air somebody out, or you want to talk, you want to conversate. We also have a chat room where when you go on our main page at blogtalkradio.com/AB_radio, once you go to that, you see a box, and it'll say click the chat. You can go in the chat room, and if you don't, you know, you're kind of shy and nervous about calling up, then you don't have to call up. You can just, you know, go to the chat, and you can just chat with us while we're on live. Also, we just came up with a MySpace page. The only friend we got is Tom. You know, it's a pretty funny profile. But the link over there is myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Once again, that's angry_bastard_radio. We do our thing over here, you know? It's like, we can't do nothing but to do our thing, right? I mean, right? Anyway, I'm gonna mix it up a little bit. This is brand new music from AB to you. Brand new music. And I don't want to really put too much hardcore hip-hop because, like I said, a lot of people don't listen to that hardcore shit. So since a lot of people do listen to Jennifer Hudson and Young Jeezy, I'm going to put the Spotlight remix on there. So keep it locked on the AB Radio. Brand spanking new music. You already know what it is. You heard it first on Angry Bastard Radio. It's not a game, and I'll bring it to you like I never left. Made no motherfucking sense, but let's go.
Relationship.
enough of that. Y'all want to hear the rest of that? Go download that shit. Or I don't know whose album it is. It might be on Young Jeezy's album. It might be on Jennifer Hudson's album. Or, you know what I mean? It was on the Spotlight album. I don't fucking know, you know. Well, all I know is that. I'm going to play a little bit. That's that. Now, we're going to get into it. Right now, I'm alone by myself, but it's all good because I'm feeling good inside. And I got a couple of things to talk about. Like I said, we ain't going to have that many listeners as of yet, because people ain't, you know, hearing it. And I ain't got the money to be going and putting it on pins and shirts and dishing it out, hoping for people to listen, and me, you know, wasting my money, like hundreds and hundreds of dollars just to make it between, you know, just to get a late night show. Like, that's horrible. So I'm just going to do word of mouth. It's going to take a while, but I'll be there. Yesterday, I'm walking. I'm at my grandmother's house. And, you know, she has cats. So I'll go in the backyard, right? And as I'm walking, she has, like, on the side door, she has this thing that it's like I don't know what the fuck you call it, but it's something that guards the rain. It's like a little roof and all, but it's like a for the side door. I don't know. Anyway, I walk underneath there, just real quick. I walk underneath there to go in the backyard, and, you know, I come back out. It's like when I go in the backyard, ain't nothing. But when I came back out of the backyard, this bee, like, stung me in my ear. So I'm swat, like, oh, what the fuck? So, I mean, I'm like, oh, it ain't nothing. But then it started stinging hard. Like, I felt it. So I'm like, damn, this is some bullshit. And I've never been stung before. So I'm over here like, damn, I hope I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, I think too much in this shit sometimes. And I'm thinking like, oh, man, please, God, please don't let me be allergic to bees. Because if I am, this is going to suck. I'm going to look so stupid going to the hospital because I can't breathe, or I'm going to get fat as shit or whatever. I'm over here thinking too deep in this shit. So, it's like, it's going away, and I'm like, all right, whatever. So, I went back in the backyard, came back out, got bit in the back of my neck. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. What kind of shit is this? Now I'm tight. I'm like, oh, it's to the point where it got so, like, it pissed me off so much that I wanted to just go over there, wherever they at, and, like, just grab them by my bare hands. But I would just have been a bit up motherfucker, a stung up bastard. So I said, you know what? Let me think about this. Let me think. Let me use my head. All right? Let me use my head. So I go to go get some spray paint. I'm about to spray paint the fuck out of them. But I'm like, nah, that might not work. That might not work. And your grandma's going to be bitching and all that shit. So right now, the back of my neck and my ears at this time is like, you know, kind of numb. I'm like, whatever. So I go to church. And then after church, I'm like, well, wait a minute. Let me go get some of that wasp spray stuff. I mean, well, I can be a punk and I can step like 25 feet away and spray the whole. Hey, well, I'm going to tell you how black folks are. I don't know how you people are, white, Spanish, whatever. I know how brothers are. And brothers, they get a can and they will unload. They would literally empty the whole can out on one bee. You only need like maybe one or two squirts. I went over there. I saw that they had a little wasp nest and I unloaded the whole tall ass can. I just unloaded. I gave him $4 worth. That's how much it was. I gave him all $4 worth for that spray. And I had a nerd to talk shit like, yeah, nigga, now what? Now what? And then I started stomping him and shit like, fuck out of here. You know what I mean? So it's, it's whatever. But it's like, now I feel like it's like I got like this big ass bump, this wart or bump or whatever on the back of my neck, and it's hard as shit. And I'm like, oh, what the fuck? And then my right ear, stuttering ass off. My right ear is kind of hard. It's kind of thick. But the other ear is flimsy, like it's cool. And then it's like I said, I think it's this shit too deep sometimes. So it was like, I felt my arm getting weak. I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to have to cut my arm off. Oh, shit, what's going on? This and that, yada, yada. It was just amazing, man. It's just an experience. And actually, it pissed me the fuck off because I was just so tight. Like, I wasn't ready to think. I was ready to just find that one bee and just murder that nigga. But, yeah, I mean, I would have swatted at him and, like, 10 of them, you know, would have swatted at me. It's not like we're walking on the ground, so, like, if a human punches me in the face, I can chase him down. Nah, these fucking bees go everywhere. They fly. So they have, you know, they pretty much have the advantage. Like, I'm bigger than them, but they're swifter than me. Besides, motherfuckers can sting you and get away. You know what I mean? What's the purpose of mosquitoes? That's what I want to know. What's the purpose of a mosquito? What is a mosquito's being? Like, what is his purpose on the earth. All they do is, the only way they survive is by biting people and drinking blood. They're like tiny vampires. What is their purpose? Like, come on, like, let's be serious here. Like, who, mosquitoes, mosquitoes are the punkiest insects in the world. Why are they so much punks? I'll tell you why they're so much punks. Because these bastards can just fly, and it's like, it sucks because you can't even hear them. Like, a fly is... A mosquito just easily flies around, all fruity-like, and flies, and hey, I'm going to land on this human being right here. You don't even film when they land. They land on you, they take some blood, and then they bounce. 10 minutes later, you're scratching like, what the fuck is going on? And you see a big-ass, ugly bump on your arm. That's not fair. I mean, even off nowadays, certain offs don't even work. Like, I mean, they got off that doesn't work. You spray it on there, it's like juice. Before, it would scare them away, but like nowadays, it's like juice. You know, oh, shit. They put some of that off shit. Hey, fellas, let's go over here. This dumbass human over here thinks that's going to, you know, get rid of us, but instead it attracts us to it. Like, it's amazing, man. And then they got different offs. They got fucking, what offs do they have? They have off that you use in the woods. Then they have off, like if you have a deck, you know what I mean, a porch or whatever, they have patio off. Like, what the hell does that matter? Like, patio off? Are you serious? Patio off. Oh, okay. So if I don't have a patio, I can't use this patio off because it's only for people that have patios. Does that make any sense? Like, oh, you can't use that off right there. I'm going to the beach, and sometimes mosquitoes be out there. Oh, well, you got to get the beach off. You can't use wood off. Wood off is only for people that are in the woods. So you mean to tell me I can't be outside barbecuing with no trees around and use that wood off because it's only for, mosquitoes in the woods? How come they ain't got no project off? Yeah. They got all this type of off for houses. They ain't got no project off. What if I live in a project and I want to get bit up by mosquitoes? Oh, I can't even get any type of off. I gotta get that bullshit, that dollar store off that doesn't even work. You know? And what's going on? It's like you spray it on you, it lasts for 10 minutes. You gotta put the whole bottle on. You gotta take a bath and the whole and fucking off. Why don't they have off like soap off? Like, why do I gotta spray my body down? Maybe I'm smelling good. Why can't I just, you know, put some off like that? You know? Or maybe they should come out with like some shirt, some clothing that has off already in it. You know? What kind of shit is that? Nah, that's taking it too deep. I'm bugging. Y'all want a big? I want to give a big shout out to Earthquake. Earthquake is holding it down in the chat room right now. He's listening. He's been in there for 2 minutes. You know what I mean, I'm over here just chilling, God, chilling, maintaining, holding it down. It's a lovely day in New York. I want to add that it's a very lovely day in New York. No mosquitoes out. I like that. But this shit is just funny, man. But it just sucks that I got stung in the air and the neck. And it's like, come on now. I wasn't even bothering the bees. I was walking. I can understand if I stopped and said, those bees are, they're making a fucking little nest and shit. They're making a little hive. Oh, that's cute. Okay. I'm admiring. I'm looking at you. You're nervous. All right, now I'm about to get stung. But I just walked by. I didn't even know they was over there. That's the fucked up thing about it. I walked by, felt the stinging sensation on my ear, swatted, looked up, and it was bee. It was a bee. Like it's like he bit me and then stayed back and was like, yeah, nigga. Yeah, what you going to do? What you going to do? And he like looked at me, and I was like, well, look, though, I ain't got no problem. So I walked off. And then I come back, and I get stung in the neck. I'm like, come on, man. What the fuck is going on? So I had to take it there. And I don't like killing God's creations. I don't like killing God's animals. But, I mean, I had to take it there. I had to go to CVS. I had to get some wasp spray. I had to kill them. And then I had to stop them while they was on the ground begging for their last breath. I mean, come on. You don't bite. You don't mess with GQ. I mean, you don't do that. You don't do that. Oh, man. Enough of me ramping. Let me play another track, another brand new track. I'm going to keep this short to the point so you can just hear a little bit of it. Then we're going to get back to, you know, fucking the angriness. the madness. That's what this show is all about. It's all about anger. It's all about roastful. It's about everything. You know, drama, gossip. It's about mama jokes, prank calls, sex secrets, new music. It's about all that shit, you know? So this is definitely the station to be at. I mean, we're giving you everything but food. I mean, if that was the case, I wouldn't be fucking hungry right now. Anyway, I curse a lot. I'm trying to stop cursing, you know. And that's why I'm glad I set the show to mature. Hopefully that'll save me. But this is brand new, Ludacris, Chris Brown, Sean Garrett. What Them Girls Like. Keep it locked on the AB radio. It's your boy, GQ.
Luda. Yeah. SG. Chris Breezy.
Hey.
Luda, relax and take notes while I put you up on game. Get a sweeter connect than if I put you up on cane. But you should grab yourself a seat and a whiskey double, because the girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble. They like a little danger and might not admit it, but they on for the chase and they want us to come and get it. Plus they love a young thug that's overflowing with swag and keeps his woman arm draped in new Louis Vuitton bags. The Louis Vuitton pump, look at them walk to them. I like open toe straps, but SG talk to them. Try any and everything they never did with they man, me. So get loose and slide off your damn.
That shit was hot. I ain't gonna front. But something just came to my attention. And I heard it earlier, but I thought it was a joke. Give me. First of all, I'm gonna start off by saying, give me $1 million. 38. Give me $500,000. Give me $1,000. Give me $250. Give me $10. Point I'm trying to make is, if you make $1 million, if you have 700 grand, you have $1 million, you have $1 billion. In other words, for all those that think that they make that much money and they don't have to pay taxes, you're wrong. Lil Wayne. This brother, he's very skilled. I was hating on him when he first came out, but he's very skilled. He's doing his thing, you know. He's making things happen. He's making that money. But what I don't understand is he's making so much money. He has jewelry all over the place. Why do you owe the tax? Why do you owe the tax man $770,000? I'm going to let you ponder on that for a good 20 seconds. Moment of silence. Just think about it.
Yep. Just think about it.
$770,000. $770,000. Why? I don't understand it. Why?
$770,000. 5 more seconds.
$770,000 he owes the government. Now, I don't know how brothers aren't paying attention. You see all these people getting hit up for tax invasion? Yo, the IRS don't play. They don't care if you're a billionaire. They come for that money, especially if you're a billionaire. If you make money, they definitely coming after you. So why does a brother owe $770,000? This guy has chains, jewels, rings, cars, money, houses. How the fuck are you that cheap that you can't pay your bills? Just pay your tax. Just because you make that much money don't mean that, you know what I mean, don't mean that you can get away. Shit. I'll tell you that right now. You think you can get away? You keep rapping. You keep wearing all them jewelry. IRS man going to knock on that door. Who is it? It's the three guys. What three guys? It's my boy I, R, and me, the S. We came here to take all your shit, including your fancy jewels around your motherfucking neck. It's crazy. It's not worth it. It's not worth it at all. Like Scott Storch. Scott Storch. There wasn't no Scott Storch. He's making money. If Scott Storch, his beats be the shit. But what's his problem? I'll tell you what his problem is. He don't want to pay taxes. So I make so much money, I ain't paying taxes. That's being ignorant. You live in the United States of America. United States of America. You think that you're going to make that much money and they ain't going to take some of that? You got another thing coming. It don't make no sense. Like, stop being stupid. I mean, I'm tired of people getting locked up for stupid shit. O.J. Simpson. I know this shit is old news, so I just got to bring it up. O.J. Simpson. Motherfucker, I'm black and I'm not with the other brothers that say, oh no, it was a racist thing. OJ didn't do it. Damn it, OJ did that shit. And he got away with it. But what happens? He gets away with it. Fucking a year later gets pulled over for a DUI. Nigga, why? You know they are watching you. Why are you doing stupid shit? Stupid shit. That's like me. That's like me riding a bike, and I drive past a cop doing 210, but I pull over to the side to wait for him to pull me over. Why did you do that? You got away. You're doing 210. Ain't no way a cop gonna chase you doing 210. Why? Just like OJ, why are you driving drunk? You know they're going to pull you over, and you're famous. You know they're going to hit you up. Why are you worried about somebody having your product or, you know, having some of your memorabilia or whatever? I mean, yeah, I fuck that word up. I try to speed over it. That's what I normally do when I mess a word up. You know what I mean? But I caught myself, which sucks. So, you know, I mean, it is what it is. But, like, why? That makes no sense. Some of the things people do nowadays, it doesn't make no sense at all. Like, especially if you got fame, why are you doing that shit? Starbuck, wow. I love y'all to death. But some of the shit they did was just crazy. Like, why would you come out of Leah knowing damn well everybody and their mother is going to come after you? Why? It just doesn't make any sense. I mean, when it comes to me, I have more wise about why the fuck people do shit they do. It makes no sense. More legal news on Lil Wayne. Settles one lawsuit. And now he's settling lawsuits after left, after right. Lil Wayne was recently sued by Jack Sutton, a Louisiana diamond dealer who says Lil Weezy bought a diamond ring and a gold and diamond necklace in 2006, but has only made one payment since. Sutton sued Lil Wayne, claiming Weezy only paid $24,000 of the $170,000 he owed for the two items. A Miami-Dade circuit judge ruled and approved the order that will make Lil Wayne responsible for paying the bill, stating which sum shall bear interest at the rate of 11% a year. Lil Wayne is expected to return the ring instead of paying the bill. Wayne's lawyer, Ron Sweeney, said, "We reached a settlement finishing everybody's happy." In related news, it's reported that Lil Wayne owes nearly $1 million to the house. Wow! I thought it was $770,000! Wow! In related news, it's reported that Lil Wayne owes nearly $1 million to the IRS for an income tax issue. The Miami Herald obtained a federal tax line or whatever. Yeah, Lennon, Leon or Leon. Or, I don't fucking know what it is. I'm not a fucking a reading major, okay? I just read it and I stutter sometimes, so who gives a fuck? Notice saying, a tax lien. I hope nobody's listening to this shit because I feel like a straight dumbass. A tax lien notice saying Weezy owes $977,840.81. But Lil Wayne's lawyer says it's been paid, claiming the payment has yet to be recorded. Damn, I feel like a dumbass. I feel like a straight dumbass. And we have Rihanna. Well, yo, Rihanna has a skinny ass head. She look like a straight up alien, man. If you look at her head, man, her head is like, it's like somebody put her head in a trash compactor on one of them trucks and pushed a button and her head was like next to it and like it just fucking squished to the side. Like, this bitch is like a cone head. But Rihanna back on top of the Hot 100 single charts. Who cares? I mean, Rihanna's cool, but it is what it is. And D. Wade getting sued for $25 million. See, stupid shit. What the fuck is he getting sued for? Miami Heat superstar Dwayne Wade better hope he leads Team USA to Olympic gold. Hey, he may need to sell the shiny stuff one day if a nagging lawsuit recently filed goes against him. Although precise numbers aren't in court papers, a source close to the crease tells Page 2.1 that two of his partners in a restaurant venture gone AWIRE are planning to seek $25 million from the basketballer. This could be a big deal if he doesn't take it seriously, said the source, a friend of Wade's who asked to remain anonymous, a sports icon who can do no wrong at just 26. Wade's accused of not fulfilling his marketing obligations in what was planned to become a national chain of sports bars named D. Wade Place. All right, well, whatever. Who gives a fuck? Who cares? Who effing cares? Who effing cares? The truth is airing out. This is with Jeff Johnson. Premieres tomorrow. Fridays, 11 p.m., 10 Central, on BET, The Truth with Jeff Johnson. I don't know what the hell that means, so I'm just going to continue. Lil Wayne is a no-show in a Manhattan court this morning. Sources just revealed that Lil Wayne is absent from a Manhattan criminal court right now because he has some kind of dental or possibly medical emergency that prevents him from driving. No bench warrant or summons has been issued as yet, and he may still show. Wayne has due to face a weapons possession charge. In additional court news, Young Berg is also due in Manhattan criminal court this morning. Young Berg, for what? He just came out. Like, what's going on? And we got Water Under the Bridge. The drama armor. Water Under the Bridge for Luda and Tip. Other known as T.I. Ludacris and T.I. have ended their beef, and they recently explained to MTV News how they are now working together. There's a time and place for everything, and now is the time. This upcoming album, Theater of the Mind, is an event, and all the songs are on it are events, Ludacris said. I felt like there was no bigger event in... Wait, let me read it like this motherfucker would actually read it. You know how they South niggas all sound illiterate and shit. No offense.
Hey, yo, what up? This is Luda. There's a time and a place for everything. And now is the time. This upcoming album. Yeah, you hear me right there? This upcoming album, Dead of the Mind, is an event. And all the songs are events. I felt like that there was no bigger event than hip hop at this moment. But then me and T.I. working together. Me and Dude never had no problems. You know what I mean? I mean, it is what it is, you know. We just gotta do what we gotta do to succeed up in life, you know? You know what I mean? The DTP, Luna. It was always turmoil between our camp and his camp. Us and the bosses of our companies, everyone is gonna follow, you know, our lead, you know, you dig? We figure if it ain't no problem and we don't, you know, we have no issue, no beef, then there's no reason we shouldn't be able to get together, make music, you know, this is what this is all about, you know? That was an executive decision. That was made on both our behalf.
It's showing that once great minds set their difference aside, they can make something happen. Alpha Mega, who signed to T.I.'s Grand Hustle Records, said that Own Zone Awards Red Carpet, that's two grown men, not two grown males. Grown men, it's a difference. And in other news, another album gets delayed. Missy Elliott. She's not fat no more. She's skinny as shit. She has a big-ass fucking head. She has these big-ass earrings. Her earrings is probably the size of her big-ass head. She's horrible. I mean, she wasn't really that good when she was fat, but now she's just disgusting. Sources are reporting that Missy Elliott's seventh studio album, Block Party, which was scheduled for a September release, has now been pushed back until late November. Oh, well, who fucking cares? I mean, I wasn't going to get it. I didn't even know she was coming out. I didn't know the bitch was still alive. I mean, last I checked, she was a liquor license. You know, she was doing the dyke thing. VH1 Hip Hop Honors info has been released. VH1 has announced the 5 honorees for their 5th annual VH1 Hip Hop Honors: Cypress Hill, De La Soul, Slick Rick, Naughty by Nature, and Too Short. Hosted once again by Tracy Morgan, this year's musical celebration will give viewers a chance to step back and reminisce on a time when hip hop music began to make its greatest impact on American pop culture. Premiering on Tuesday, October 7th at 10 p.m., generations of hip-hop will bridge the gap for one exceptional night to set it off with the original style and flavor that sparked a revolution and continues to fuel an evolution. Don't be laughing at me. Around the world, additional performances and appearances will be announced shortly. Yes. And Chris Brown has a new song called Dreamer. Nelly has a new song called Warrior. Beyonce Knowles' sister, Solange Shalange Knowles, on stage at Soul Stone Picnic with a ghetto Negro. Oh, wow, they actually put that down. Then they have a very clip of the day-ish. Mother forces 9-year-old son to fist fight another boy in Memphis, Tennessee. That shit pretty funny. Too bad y'all can't see it.
The time is 6:40. Welcome back to Good Day, Alabama.
I'm about to watch it. If it's funny, I'm gonna put it on. I'm gonna put it on.
Beating of a 9-year-old by a grown.
Oh yeah.
The video shows the mother urging her son and another boy and her boy to fight.
Well, the mother of the victim now wants justice, and she has a lot of support from the local community. Fox's Eric King has the story.
The video almost forces a reaction. A Memphis mother seen egging her son to fight, even offering instructions on how to do it. Kenya White is the mother of the other young man. She says in addition to coaching the fight, Williams join in, and Tanya is demanding justice.
They're children. I mean, how are you going to make your child fight? Sooner or later, just tell them when they get older, okay, go ahead and commit any crime you want.
Memphis police have issued an arrest warrant for Williams.
I feel like justice will be done once they pick her up.
As Tanya waits for justice, the video has created a firestorm at MyFoxMemphis.com mm-hmm. and on radio waves across the Mid-South.
Her son didn't even want to fight.
Yeah.
He did not want to do this. So you know what? Maybe her son has a little more sense than she does.
And we don't know what she has promoted before this fight.
Right.
You know, it may not be the first time.
At WDIA, personalities Jeff Lee and Steve Ladd weeded through scores of calls, all with opinions.
That's one of the reasons that somehow baby is going astray because the parents is boosting them up and all this stuff. That's wrong.
You go out there and talk, this is how you do it? That's ridiculous. Now, she needs to be arrested.
There are plenty of mothers that told her, you better fight them. Because if you don't fight them, I'm going to get you.
Well, the woman in question, Williams, has not been arrested, but she now claims a mob of more than 40 men and women attacked her, her husband, and her niece Friday night after the tape was shown on local news. They were treated and released from a Memphis hospital. Williams faces charges of assault and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Police also want Williams to help prosecute those who, she says, attacked her.
You know what? Yeah, y'all don't know how GQ is. Y'all don't know who GQ was before. And for those of you that do know who GQ is or who GQ was before, I speak my mind. We have 18 minutes left. So I'm just going to put it like this. That was wrong in a sense. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, me, I don't have any children. So I know y'all, a lot of y'all be like, oh, you don't have children, so you don't know, so you're... Your opinion doesn't fucking matter because you're a piece of shit and you don't know anything and you're a Negro. I mean, somehow this Negro fits in afterwards. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make is that if my son gets his ass handed to him, damn it, I'm going to be there. And I'm not going to coach him. I'm not going to stand around. I'm going to just... be like, look, this is the deal. You got your ass whooped. You go back there and you whoop his ass. I'm condoning it. Now, she shouldn't have put her hands on her. She shouldn't have gave instructions. I'm not giving my son or daughter no instructions. I'm just putting it like this. Look, if you come home because you got your ass whooped, I'm going to whoop your ass for losing, and then I'm putting you on a year suspension. I'm grounding your ass. I mean, that'd be tough. I mean, I know out in this world, you're not supposed to fight, and everyone's supposed to be cool, and everything's supposed to be right, but you know, I don't listen to the people. I listen to God, and I know it's not a godly thing. I know God will handle it, but if it comes to a time that my son or daughter needs protection, and someone just comes up and snuffs the shit out of them, if they wasn't taught how to fight, they're going to be bitches. They're going to be suckers. You know what I mean? God gives you a mind. I mean, if someone's about the danger, you can't run off because they're going to fuck you up. So, I mean, hey, I'm sorry. I'm not a fighting man. You know what I mean? I won't ever fight over pussy. Never. I'll never fight over a girl. Unless it's my wife and you do some disrespectful shit. If you do some disrespectful shit as my wife, now I'm brawling. You know what I mean? But I only fuck with, like, people that, you know, that are, like, crippled or whatever. Like, I can't fight in real life, you know what I mean? Like, if you can crawl, oh, we can brawl. Like, fuck that. Like, if you know what I mean? You know what I mean? I beat up babies and old people. But many around my age, nah, I mean, I'm good. Unless you're blind, then we can do this. You know, we can. Nah, but I don't be fighting, you know what I mean? Because I'm a grown-ass man. I ain't got time to fight. I'm trying to make this money. But if it's my wife to the point where, like, that's my girl, I'm in love with her, and you disrespect the shit out of her, like, you smack her ass or slap her or whatever, or you put your hands anywhere near, you can say whatever the fuck you want. But if you put your hands anywhere near on her, oh, it's a wrap. Then we fighting. You know what I mean? But other than that, I don't fight over girls. Like, I had this one incident where this chick, she was always telling me that I'm doing dirt, I'm doing wrong, blah, 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 blah. And me being a smooth dude, I'm like, come on now, I already know what's going on. But I'm going to let you think that I don't know you fucking around, but I just have a hunch that you are. Come to find out, shorty, you know what I mean, she did a thing. You know, she crept out. She left with a lie. Like, oh, yeah, now I'm doing this, blah, 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 blah. When I already knew, I was already put on that she was doing this and that. So it's like she's still fronting, and it's like her dude that she's been with for like 3 months fucking calls me up. Like, yo, this is my new girl. I mean, why is such and such my man, my baby, in the phone? Like, what's going on? I'm like, look, dog, I was supposed to be with Shorty, but, hey, I mean, if you say you've been with her for 2 months and she's pregnant by your child, hey, then that's you, dog. Fuck, I'm not going to fight over her. Are you serious? Yo, women are like pennies. They're everywhere. Let me walk outside right now. Look at that. Penny on the ground. Women like pennies, they're everywhere. And look, ladies, don't get offended. Like, it's not like that, you know what I mean? It's all love. You know what I mean? GQ got love for all the women out there. But, I mean, it is what it is. I'm not going to stress over no one chick. Like, majority of my life, I mess with bad women. And I like Spanish women. I'm really into Spanish women. I like my own black, you know, it's cool and all. But I'm into Spanish women for some reason. Well, I know the reason, but, I mean, they stay wet and they sound sexy. I mean, they got a little accent going on and shit. They short, fat ass. I mean, everything, you know? Everything. But it's like, you know what I mean, it's fucking, I know when, it's like, you can be the baddest girl. I'm not going to kiss your ass. GQ don't kiss ass. I'm sorry. I never kissed ass a day in my life. Now, I damn sure ain't going to start now. So it's like, if you act up, see you. It's cool. I'll go get me another one. It's not again. But, I mean, I will put it like this. You know, my heart belongs to one girl, and she knows who she is. We're just going through problems right now. I mean, I have sperm for the rest of you bitches out there, or the rest of you girls. I don't want to call y'all bitches. And the rest of you women out there, I have a lot of sperm to give y'all, you know, just to not give you pregnant, but, I mean, I'm putting it on your face or whatever. But, I mean, other than that, though, I have ass sperm for everyone else. But my heart belongs to one. But I have sperm for the rest of y'all. But, you know, she knows who she is. Nice little Spanish mommy holding it down in Brooklyn. And that's where my heart is. She knows it. I know it. It's just that we're going through problems right now. I'm going to have to take maybe a 2-3 year vacation before we can get our shit together. But when it does, it will. You know what I mean? I believe in God, so I know everything in his hand is in his hands, and he's going to do right by me, and that's all that matters, you know? As long as you believe in God, you can get anything you want. I'm going to play this new track by Nas. This is off the Untitled Nigger album. Controversial Nigger. You nigger. Y'all niggers. And y'all going to be niggers forever. Just like us. This is brand new Nas. Can't Stop Us Now. This shit is tight. I'm actually going to play this whole track. We got 11 minutes left. So keep it locked on AB Radio, Angry Bastard Radio, the station that lets you speak what the fuck is on your mind. Keep it locked, baby.
From Willie Lynch to Willie Hutch, right on, we superfly, made Gucci the shit, Louis II, suits and ties, player trophies, pray to Goldie, picture wax museums full of black pimps and triple OGs, Aunt Jemima hoes, historic horseshit, girls from long time ago, stagecoach with the horse kid, witch doctors, good old pickpockets, sip moonshine, so-called coonshines and darkies, I love y'all. Pyramids to cotton fields to Wrigley fields, forgotten men who did get killed. Crispus Attucks, the first blasted piece of the rich lady purse snatcher shot in the back. I know you hung a kid, I know they hung your dad. Burnt your mama crib, I know that hurt your back. Minstrel shows, from gold to shackles and back to gold. We act like we home, matter of fact, we are home. Bad attitudes, octoroon skin tones. Slave food turned to soul food, collar to neck bones. Betsy Ross sold the first American flag. Bet she had a nigga with her to help her old.
As James Baldwin says, you can only be destroyed by believing that you really are what the white world considers.
The night they show hate crimes, gave a blood test.
mind, cause he fought with his canine. Bestiality, humane society. Go to China, see how they dine, see what they eat. Better yet, ask better whoever, which animal makes sway. If not for sway, would you have survived the dark ages? Cannibal ways of the ancient Caucasians. Stay you like your steak tartare, Pinot Noir. David Starr on the chain of Sammy Davis. He helped pave the way for Southern crankers and them Harlem shakers. Now we getting our papers. They try to censor the words and stop our money coming, but you can't escape them. Haters.
I Can't Stop Me Now, straight off the new album of Nas, Untitled Nigger. You got 8 minutes left on the AB radio. Hit us up with those last minute shout outs at number 914-338-1782. Once again, 914-338-1782. Taking shout outs, dedications, and requests until the 7 p.m. hour. We're here each and every day for 5 days straight, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Make sure you spread the word. We have to get this. This is a movement on the rise. The show was hot today, and that was just me rambling. I didn't think I could ever do it. So just imagine when the rest of my squad is here. It's even uglier. Uglier than your mother's. So make sure y'all tune in. Show us a lot of love. Show us support. Spread the word. Word the mouth is everything. Everybody made it in this world from word the mouth. From one person saying to the other, to the other, to the other, to the other. Before you know, they're making it big. And trust me, you're believing in a radio show that's hot and not to be fucked with. Angry Bastard Radio, the station that lets you speak your mind. Just think about it. Don't you want something that makes you speak? Like, you could just call up like, huh, you know what? I wanted to say something today. You know, I have crabs, and I'm proud of it. You know, they have little commercials that, you know, hey, I have HIV, and I'm riding my bicycle, and I am happy. What the fuck is it that happy? What's there to be happy about that shit? Did you know something? I'm riding my bike. I'm playing hula hoop. I'm playing Xbox 360. I'm drinking a Coca-Cola. But I bet you didn't know one thing. I have genital warts. Come on, let's just calm it down. And fuck everybody who's saying that all black people have AIDS. No, damn it, that's not true. Okay? That's not true. We got it from somewhere. All right? We got it from a certain race, and I'm not going to put it out there, damn it. But damn it. I'm tired of motherfuckers having jokes and say, oh, that's all black people have AIDS. Damn it, no the fuck we don't. Because I don't have it. That don't mean everyone has it, damn it. You bastards, go to hell. But make sure you tune in tomorrow from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. each and every day, Monday through Friday. We'll be doing our thing, playing new music, all types of shit. Hopefully I have a full staff tomorrow. If I got full staff, I'm going to try to do a little prank call thing here and there. Get the little roast on. Going to talk about sex and prank call. I'm fucked up right now. And I don't care. Damn it. I'm not done working either. Make sure you hit us up on myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. We're doing our thing. Once again, it's myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Make sure you hit us up with mad shout-outs and requests. You know, make sure you hit us up with the comments. You know, make sure you tell your people about this show, because this show is going to be the shit. I can feel it now. It's going to be the shit. So make sure you hit us up. We need, but we can't be the shit without you people. I mean, you people are the people. You're America's people. You're my people. You're GQ's people. So without y'all, we will be nothing. Nothing. So make sure you support us. Spread the word. Spread the word on MySpace. I'm not going to really add nobody on MySpace until, you know, the only way I'm going to add people is when they request us. Because if I go adding people and telling people about the show, it's like I'm going in and out the other air. So I have to actually, you know, promote elsewhere. I got to, like, talk about it whenever I'm on the streets. If anybody knows, you know, someone that does cheap flyers, then we can do that. Make sure you hit us up. But like I said, make sure you hit us up and send us a lot of comments and, you know, requests. And tell us how you think about the, you know, about the show. Rate us, you know. We will have our pictures up. Right now I got a little cartoon characters and shit like that. But we will have our pictures up. The reason why I put GQ as the bald guy with the hair inside, because I'm 27 years old. And I'm fucking, I lost my hair, man. Like, my hairline's pushed onto the back of my shoulders. Like, it's ridiculous. Anybody also got any advice on people that get stung by bees? Like, the back of my neck is hard, you know, where I got bit, and my right ear is hard. It feels real weird. Weird. And for those of you that have Xbox 360 Live, make sure you add me. It's my name on there is JJ space D A space D A R K space N I T E. That's JJ the Dark Knight. Call of Duty all day. That's all I got to say. It's Call of Duty all day. But I'm going to put it out there once again. blogtalkradio.com/AB_radio. Once again, it's blogtalkradio.com/AB_radio. And our profile is myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Also, we have a Mi Gente page. That's mihente.com/spony_luvv. That's mihente.com/spony_love. Once again, that's mIGENTE.com/spony_luvv. And that's our Mi Gente page. Thank you for listening, tuning in. We'll see you folks tomorrow, bright and early, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's your boy GQ. I'm out here. Hopefully you enjoyed the first show. The first show. Because there's going to be many more. Keep it locked. Big shout. We got 90 seconds left. Big shout out to Earthquake that came in and blessed the chat line. He didn't really talk, or she didn't talk, or whoever it is. But their point is, they came by, they showed their support, and we enjoy it. So I'm going to end it off with some Slim featuring Jada Kiss and Freeway, So Fly remix. Keep it locked on the TD. Keep it locked on AB Radio, Angry Bastard Radio. Peace.
Here. Yo, shorty something special, You already know that, Nice round hips, Plus she got a throwback, I just wanna let her get acquainted with my Bozak, After that, anything she wants, she can hold that, I'ma get it in, But I'ma get it out quick, $1 million whips, $100,000 outfit, Tell me really, what would the game be without Kiss, Want some G-shit, it's the remix,
just
come on.
Out, fresh out the shower, gotta stay fresh, think about an hour, gotta get dressed, your boy's so both of them on, I got them blue chains, Fresh pair of shades, sauce on my wrist, sock to the drawers, your boy stay fit, I'm ready. Can nobody tell me nothing.
Good night, everybody, see you tomorrow.